Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Mike Jones. D-Money,
what's up, homie?
Hey, man, what you think that Laffy Taffy gonna do in H-Town?
What I think? You know Ice Age, but they stamp on it. You know it's all good. Only thing we gotta do now is shoot the video.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Club. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, homies don't know how to act. We the max VIPs
everybody waiting on us. No love for everybody hating on us, debating on us. But we only visiting, ain't trying to spar with killers and lizard skins. I see you watching me, you should watch her. Cause if she's sick of your tricks, I'm the doctor, lock her. Show her 2D car and see how bad she wanna meet these stars. They know who we are.
Where we go?
West Side Fight. Meet me by the bar.
Take it off, take it off.
Who you with? Who you with? Get crumb. Who you with? Who you with?
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's Kia D and the Hot Topic panel.
How in the world are you going to cut who you with, get crunk who you with off in the middle of the crunkness? It's your girl, Kia D, holding it down for After the Lights Go Out Radio right here on We Talk Radio Network, the smoothest, hottest online radio station in the world. That's right. In the world, Craig. We are heard worldwide, and we really, really, really have to thank our listeners all across the globe for showing so much love and support each and every week. We appreciate you tuning in. We cannot do this without you. I also can't do this without my Hot Topic panel. What's up, y'all? I got B-Ray with me tonight. I got T-Smiley with me tonight. I'm here. I know for a fact Maggie Jean won't be here because she's not feeling well. So y'all keep Maggie Jean in your prayers. And I know May T won't be here. She's got a lot of work to do tonight. But our other Hot Topic panel should be coming in sometime soon. Macy,
I'm here.
AP.
CP.
Oh, CP. What's up, CP?
Yes. You know, I've been under the weather, guys, so that's why I haven't been
here. I know. We've been praying for you.
How you feeling?
It's good to hear you.
How you feeling?
I am feeling a little better. Still having a breathing problem, but I'm doing better, really.
I've got a video that I have on Instagram that somebody that I was looking at today, and it's a way to break up that mucus in your chest, and it's really just kind of beating your hands on the back of your chest.
Oh, okay. Well,
not the back of your chest, but the back of your back, like your back, the back of your.
Well, that would probably work. If my arms would wrap around that far back there.
Well, you gotta have somebody else do it, CT. You can't do it yourself. No, it's just like patting you on your back, but just a little bit harder. And they do it with the palms of their hands, and they're just going up on the top part where your lungs are. They're just really massaging, is what it's called, massaging your lung and chest. It's called respiratory massage exercises,
mm-hmm.
and it actually
mm-hmm.
opens up and breaks up that mucus in your chest. So have Master
okay.
P beat you in your chest with a baseball bat or something, and you'll be fine.
In the back,
not the chest.
What's going to happen?
Like
you do want me back on the show, don't you?
Right. Trying to kill you.
I mean in the back. Listen, we're going to have people beating themselves in the chest. I'm sorry, don't do
right.
it. Don't beat yourself in the chest. Hit yourself on the back.
Hey, they
on
are,
the back,
they already, they are, hey, they already don't have room at the hospital. Hey. So we're kind of out, if, you know, if we get injured
no
anyway.
No room.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on with that boat that came over with the 106 ship captains or sailors.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that ship was over in Vietnam. That's where it was. It was over in Vietnam, and then they left, and I think they went to Guam or someplace. I don't know. But, you know, they said it was 90 of them that, you know, have contracted the virus. That's what they know for sure now. They don't even have the results from everybody back yet. But they're still unaware of how they got it.
Wow.
Yeah, they
well,
don't
I mean,
know
was,
how,
could have been
how
anything
they contracted
at this point.
Right, yeah, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the people over in Vietnam has it, too. You know, everybody has it.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and then, you know, here, you know, they said Dallas is, you know, is the worst place that, you know, that they're finding.
Oh, we're the worst
the
now?
Dallas is, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, CP, I just want to tell you, you know, if you keep having breathing problems, I got you on the oxygen now.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, hey, because I didn't have a way to get to the hospital in the first place, so. That's a relief.
What'd you say, CP?
I said I wouldn't have had a way to get to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness. You sure right.
You know.
Well,
yeah,
you wouldn't want to
yeah.
go to the hospital right now. You just don't
no.
even want to go to a hospital right
no,
now.
No, I don't. I don't.
As far away as possible.
Didn't, Right, don't want to go to the doctor.
I know.
Because, you know, if you go to the, if the doctor finds out that you have that, you know he has to report that.
Right, and report it, and then what? Do they have to quarantine you or something?
Yes, they do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and anybody, and then they have to come to your house, find out who you have been, you know, around, and then they have to go, you know, and quarantine them.
I ain't nobody. Don't come to my. Don't you tell nobody you done hung out with me. Cause I don't need nobody knocking on my door. They ain't getting in anyway.
Yeah, that's why I said it's so important. If you can, some people can't, but if you can, just stay inside. I know you have to go to the store, but it's going to get to the point to where you're going to have to just order your groceries online.
Yeah. You know,
to get yourself contained.
We have a the young man who does our gun class. His brother-in-law got it.
Oh wow!
And he got it
at a
funeral.
Well, was that they had? I saw that. I think when I was reading that, was that on the internet where I was reading that these people had a funeral. And then some people contracted that at that funeral.
Yep.
Oh, man.
And I thought it was, wasn't it in Dallas?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I thought I read that, and I thought, oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got a note on our doors today in my, my complex that someone has been notified. It says, we have been notified that a resident in our community has tested positive for COVID-19 and currently is under quarantine at the direction of the Dallas County Health Department. The health and safety of our residents and population is of utmost importance, and we wanted to inform you of the following preventative steps as we have taken. Social distancing and shelter in place. Only is going outside because they're not telling us which building this person is in. We have 40 buildings tonight, office, so 41 buildings. And there is somebody amongst the community that is infected. I was telling if the whole household is infected or real.
Your microphone is like going in and out, B Ray. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's like it's going in and out a little bit.
So what does that mean for you, B Ray?
Oh, I'm already on lockdown, so I really can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say my surgery, so I can't go anywhere at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really bothering me anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. As long as I have my music and my movies, I'm good.
Wow.
Just something to snack on in between. But I'm good other than that. I'm not worried about going outside. The mail can get checked whenever possible. There's nothing I'm looking for that's important that's coming in anytime soon. So,
right, yeah.
You know, that's one less trip to the mailbox I have to make. But said that, it happened over here so close to home. I didn't hear about it actually until today. My cousin told my mom, because she's actually on her way over here so we can have, cook dinner or whatever. She's like, I can't come over there because somebody in your complex is affected. I'm like, what? And so they should have put a notice on y'all door because my cousin told her that somebody in the Rosemont has the coronavirus. And I'm like, how she know? She don't even stay over here, So I guess it was on the news. But it is what it is. I don't know if it was on the news or not. I haven't been watching TV. But
I haven't
it is
seen
what it,
it
is.
But I haven't heard it. Yeah.
So it could be. Well, it's a daycare right next to our complex. So they probably got the memo. And that's probably how she knows. It's hard to go to that daycare right there. But, I was like, wow. And then we actually got to the door, so I was like, okay.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing about it is, you don't really know who all has it in your complex.
Right.
You know, just because they're not, just because they're not running a fever doesn't mean they don't have it.
Correct. So it's just crazy.
I know.
Like to go outside and all that, but you know, you're kind of scared to go outside and just walk around the park or play in the park because you never know who come up and start coughing or sneezing and or spit on something and then you turn around and touch it. So.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, man, okay. Be right. Wow. Thank God it don't seep through the walls. Could y'all imagine if this was something that, like, seeped through walls or whatever?
No, can you imagine if it was airborne?
It is airborne.
It is airborne. The shield and all that in order to go in the room to draw the blood. So, yes, it is airborne as well. It's actually all three precautions, airborne, droplet, and what's the other one? I think it's airborne, droplet, and just regular precaution.
A touch or something. Touch.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
why people got their masks. So,
right, yeah. You know, I went. I had to go. I had to go yesterday to get my eye checked because my eyes are just bloodshot red, and so my doctor had to. Yeah, my doctor, and it's been like that for about 3 weeks, and so I was trying to pinpoint exactly why. I didn't know why. And so I went to my eye doctor yesterday, and he had to test me for the COVID-19, and he had to report that I was COVID-X.
Oh, thank
in my
Jesus
eyes, in my eyes, in my eyes.
Oh, COVID-X. Thank you, Jesus, for the ex-COVID. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I was happy about it.
I don't even know what that means, but hallelujah, I feel like
that. That means I didn't have it in my eyes.
Wow. How did they test you?
Yeah.
Huh?
How did they test you?
He asked me, you know, they asked you all of these different, you know, things, you know, did you have this, did you have that? Do you have a fever? You know, I didn't have one. And he said, so he felt assured that, you know, I did not have it in my eyes. Because, you know, you can get it in your eyes. That's why they tell you. That's why they tell you don't touch your face. Don't touch your mouth. Don't touch your eyes.
Right, but I'm thinking they gave you a test where they stuck something in your eye and got to pull it out.
Well, he did. He did. He did all of the exams and everything. Yes, he did all the exams and everything, you know, on my eyes.
Okay. I was like, just asking questions don't even make sense.
Well, I know, you know, they have to ask you all of that, but they're really concerned about the fever.
So how does this actually start? Do we know how did it start? Did it start with the fever?
I think it started with the cough.
Then body aches. You can have body aches, you know, like maybe you feel like you might have the flu.
Yep.
It's the same as the flu, but the way it attacks your lungs is like, whoa.
Yes. I was listening.
I said it's like the flu and pneumonia put together. We have both at the same time.
Gotcha. Go ahead, CP.
And I was listening tonight you know, to MSNBC. And, you know, they were talking about, you know, all the different cases and stuff. But, you know, they were saying that, excuse me, you know, it, you just have to be careful, you know, when you're touching your face, especially your mouth and your eyes. And I'm not sure, did everybody get that? It was a there's a video that's out that's telling you how to wash all of your foods, wash all of your canned goods, wash all of everything that comes into your house. They said if you don't have to bring the stuff into your house, groceries, boxes or anything, leave it outside. Leave it outside. And I think from 2 to 3 hours, I'm trying to think, I can't remember. But anyway, there's a video out there, you know, telling you, teaching you how to, you know, take care of this, you know, how to keep from, you know, getting the virus in your home.
Yeah, because some people are just nasty and they just walk around coughing on stuff and walk around licking and spitting on stuff knowing they have diseases or whatever it is they have. Have no regard for who's, because they know somebody's going to come behind them and touch it. You should have seen, I didn't go to the store today. You should have seen us touching on that stuff with napkins, picking stuff up with napkins.
Have you disinfected your cars? Your steering wheel?
Oh, yeah. I keep that disinfected. Oh, yeah. I keep that clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I always do that. I have a steering wheel cover. I wash it consistently. I just have always been that way. And then, of course, I go whenever I go into the store, I always bring out a couple of extra little, you know, hand wipes. And I just kind of wipe my car out. I always try and do that just because. So it's just a natural thing. It's a natural thing for me. I just didn't realize it wasn't a natural thing for everybody.
No.
Somebody like Adrian Ballone, and I hate to keep bringing her up, Israel Houghton's wife, you know, and you know, how she was saying, you know, it was, you know, she was very matter-of-factly when she said it. She was like, listen, I don't wash my hands when I do number one or number two when I'm at my house. And they were like, wait, what? And she was like, well, it's my house. It's my stuff. I'm just touching on my stuff. You know, so, I mean, but, yeah, what happens when you have a house party and it's not just your stuff that, you know, it's other people are touching on, excuse me, your stuff is your stuff, but other people are not touching on your stuff, you know. I guarantee you, you don't, you go into the kitchen and get you a late night snack after you wiped your boo-boo off. And she says, I don't wash my hands because she said, well, what about when you do number two? Not when I'm at home. I don't need to wash my hands. She was like, but yes, you do. She's like, no, I don't. My hand doesn't touch my butt. The tissue does. I said, this is
I'm going to bring in May T. Hold on one sec.
Uh-oh.
May T pulled us up.
But her finger. Are you talking about your daughter?
No.
Either way, just the fact that you have to go in the toilet seat to go backwards underneath to grab anything, wash your hands.
Thank you. Man,
oh,
like, what is wrong with these people?
And you know, when you flush the toilet, water goes a long ways when it's flushing outside of the toilet. So I'm trying to run out into the hallway to get away from the splash.
You got one of those good
Métis.
Métis, you got one of those
good
sucker uppers.
I wear plastic bags when I go to the restroom.
That is hilarious.
My goodness.
Wow. It is crazy. It's crazy out here right now. People are wearing plastic bags just because.
Well, you know, did CP tell you, I told her I had to go call the doctor today? She hasn't called me back. They said they were busy. Yeah, I don't feel good. I mean, I think it's sinus.
No.
You know, and all I thought was, okay, I haven't been anywhere for 2 weeks. I mean, I have to go start my car on Saturday to make sure I start the car. Because, you know, I've not been going anywhere. And I'm hoping it's just allergies. But I was listening.
Yeah.
I want you to know, politics is that Rachel Maddow never speaks negatively, badly about anybody. But tonight she's very mad because she announced, among many things, that Trump or the mask manufacturers here in the United States, I didn't even know they made masks in the United States the way things were going, they're selling them to all the other countries. And the federal government won't stop them from selling them so that we could have them. They sent out 250
wow.
million in the last 2 days.
She sure did say that because I was sitting up here listening to her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're sending stuff away out of the country.
Yeah.
And here we need the supplies here for our people, but they're selling them out of the country.
And I believe, if I'm not wrong, I heard her say tonight, those ventilators, you know, they call the ventilators ventilators. You know, a lot of the East Coast people say ventilators. I sound like Trump repeating stuff like that. Anyway.
Yes, 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 yes.
I know. I just caught myself doing that. But they said half of those don't even work because they've just been sitting there.
Yeah, they did. They sure did.
Wow.
They've had them for so long sitting back.
Yeah.
Some of them don't even work. And they said that President Trump sent a whole lot of them to Florida.
Oh, really?
So, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Florida governor is a Republican. He sent a whole bunch of them to Florida. And
but you know what?
Sometimes
that's okay, but when the wheels start turning, because this virus is not just hitting poor people or what people consider the pitiful people, it's hitting everybody.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh.
you know, it's not going to leave his supporters out. You know, it's not
right.
just going to get Democrats.
Right, right. Right.
When you do evil, it comes back on you. I mean, although he keeps stating it, who would have thought this event would have ever taken place?
Exactly. I heard I can't remember, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who he was, and you probably heard him tonight, Métis, but he was saying that It's a couple of years ago they had talked about this and they had told whoever, I don't know if it was the president, I'm not sure, but whoever was up there, they had talked about it and said that they needed to prepare for this pandemic because it was coming.
It was Obama.
They said
Obama briefed him.
Yeah. They said that they told them, you know, you need to, it's coming. They didn't know it was going to be the coronavirus, but they said something was coming. They didn't know what it was, but they needed to go ahead and get prepared. And he said they lagged around and did not prepare for it.
How did they know something was coming, though? It's not like predicting the freaking weather.
And who they know.
Right.
Was it flying in the clouds?
Right.
Who knows? They were probably holding it back just to release it at a certain time. I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't release it when Obama was in office.
They said Obama had had enough. It's Trump's time. Trump, let's see how you weather this.
You know, it's pretty sad, you know, because so many people are going to lose their life.
Well, he's
excited
about that. He says it won't be any more than 100 to 250 million CP.
Thousand.
Is it thousand or million?
Thousand.
Either way.
Wow, okay. Man, seems like we've lost enough already.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a post the other day, or today, on Facebook, I think, and it was a post of a woman, and it said she died of coronavirus, and the last conversations that she had with her children were over walkie-talkie.
Oh, really?
See?
I'm more concerned about the women that are pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you a woman that called our company and asked if her having a baby at home is covered. And we're like, lady, get to the hospital.
Is there room?
Huh?
Is there room at
the hospital? Go get near a doctor. You know?
Is there room and is it safe? You know, and this is not even a third world country that we're in. This is America.
No, there's not room. It's not safe. But if anything happens to you at home, I'm sure the reason it's not covered is because if something happens at home, nobody can get to you fast enough.
Right, right, right. What about a midwife?
What about what?
A midwife. What if she has a midwife?
She can have a dog in there with her. It's not covered. If you want coverage when you're pregnant and you're about to deliver, you go to a doctor who knows what he's doing.
Oh, wow.
And a midwife.
But I did hear that they were keeping the maternity ward open just for deliveries, and they was not going to send the people that had the coronavirus or anything else to that ward, to those wards, because of the many people pregnant.
Yeah. So what are they doing now? As soon as you have your baby, is there 15 people in one 800-square-foot room?
Right.
With the babies? Or do they send them directly home?
They said they were sending them home if everything was okay. Because they didn't want them to be suspicious.
They don't have a choice right now.
If the baby is okay and the mother is okay, they send them home. Like, they'll probably stay in there for like 12 hours to make sure. Then they're trying to send them home so they won't get infected.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, stay there if you want to.
Maternity wards are usually separate from the main hospital or like on a different side of the ER is and all the other stuff is.
Yeah, but if they're using the entire hospital now, I mean, because patients are in the hallway.
But they're not. They're saying the article where they're saying the maternity ward is the only safe place, and then that they might not let the husbands in with them while they're delivering. It's only going to be the patient and the mother.
I don't think any place on this earth is safe. I really don't. Someone sneezed the other night when I was sitting outside relaxing, and I got my stuff up and went in, and he was probably 2 miles away. And I was like, I know that sneeze is flying over here. The wind was blowing. You just never know.
The wind was blowing.
He ruined my evening. I did it great.
Listen, I can't believe they sent these women out with umbilical cords hanging out of their private parts. They ain't even cleaned up yet.
Well, they put those in a jar, so you don't have to worry about that. You give it to them. Here's your backpack. Thank you for coming. Hey, it saves on that. They don't, you know, maybe they cut the deductible in half.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a strange time.
Yes, it is. And you know what? The only thing that we have is prayer.
Oh, I was that's the only thing that say we, your house full of food.
Everything we have
is prayer.
Yes, ain't nothing to turn to
End of that, Métis. End of that right there, Métis.
So you're not inviting anyone over. Last Sunday, I believe you were allowing people. You were taking names. And so all that's changed. I get it.
Well, you know, Corona is still out there, so.
It was out there when we were talking.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about several things on some of the other shows, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night radio shows, and one of those things is how churches are actually still kind of congregating to some degree. And in Houston, actually, I think it's Houston. Was it Houston or Memphis? I can't even. It might have been Mississippi or Memphis. Anyways, it was Mississippi. It wasn't Houston. It was Mississippi. I think the governor of Mississippi is like telling people to go back into churches and let's start having church come on Sunday.
I thought that was New Orleans.
Right. It is Mississippi.
It is Mississippi. I thought it was New Orleans.
Yeah. It was New Orleans too.
Well,
you're right.
Florida was.
It was
New Orleans.
It was New Orleans too.
Mhm.
And I know it was Mississippi, but I think I need here in New Orleans.
New Orleans is one of the worst, the highest, they said, in per capita of coronavirus. New Orleans.
Well, that's because of the Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody was out there partying, hanging out, having a good time, and unfortunately,
I guess that jazz festival
has been shut down. Oh, come on, you know it, baby. And you know we love the jazz fest.
I don't know what kind of. I'm sure new artists will be there who haven't made it yet.
They're just gonna go take a chance.
Yeah, and it's free to get in.
Oh, okay, yeah. The hotel. Hey, you can probably get any room at any hotel.
The only stipulation is that you got to take a Corona test to see if you have Corona, and then they're only letting 10 people in per night. So you and Master P will do very well. You know that ship that they brought in, that ship that they Trump was going to kiss and everything.
Right.
They only have 5 people on it.
What?
What? Then no one wants to go on it. The sailors are coming down with Corona.
Yeah, that's right.
They only have 5 people, meaning they only have 5 clients, meaning 5
patients.
People come to visit that hospital. Patients, I mean, your patients, yes.
Well, they can't come now because the sailors are getting sick. And if they've just been on the boat, what have they been doing to come down sick?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost
right.
Like this virus is in the air.
That's what I was asking them. D-Ray and Kia D is saying that it's airborne.
Yeah, we heard it was airborne, and then of course you can get it with from the droplets. If people are walking around here wearing masks and they're telling you not to inhale somebody else's breath or sneeze or anything, it is freaking airborne.
Well, I agree with you. That's why when I heard that sneeze, I came in because I'm like, okay, it's gonna fly. The wind is blowing. I don't know why y'all find that funny. I was serious.
Oh,
I was actually breaking my neck and almost fell on the patio trying to do it.
Listen, I heard it was a fight at the grocery store. Somebody coughed and two people started fighting. And what's
wow, that's a token.
I was at the store today, and I heard somebody cough, and I literally, Riley, my 13-year-old, she started losing it. But, of course, in my mind, I'm trying to keep calm, but I definitely started losing it. Like, you just want to fight somebody. But you don't want to touch them. But you don't. Like, how dare you cough? If you got to cough, go home.
Go get in and go outside.
Oh my! If you want to call,
oh,
don't even blink in the grocery store.
Guys, you know, for 2 weeks I couldn't go to the store because the condos that I live in, I'm on the second floor. We have 5 stories, and if I move my car, I won't have a parking, and I'll have to park on the 6th floor and probably die up there because someone will murder me up there. That's my thinking. I'll never make it down, and so no one will ever think she's on the 6th floor because it's open to the air. So, you know, I finally got out today and went to CVS, and it was just one other person in CVS, and I was at the register, and they set a, like, a picnic table thing in front of the counter, and they moved the ATM machine on top of that, so they're like, God, I would say 10 feet away from you. I'm like, God, I said, really? They had on masks, gloves, everything. I thought, this is some, I shouldn't even be out. But I had to have my M&Ms. I was stuck.
Oh, my goodness, buddy. Where are you?
And you know, through those masks, they just look at you funny. Nobody talks to each other.
Nope.
You know, it was very strange.
No, nobody says anything to anybody.
It was
nobody
almost
ever
to look,
no,
it was almost
me.
To look like, don't even look at me. Don't you look
hey,
at me.
You that eye contact.
Right.
Listen, if you hear somebody bastard, don't say excuse me. You just keep hitting and keep moving.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. But you know
what?
But you know that attitude is going to get even worse.
Yeah.
The worse it gets, that attitude is people are going to look at you and ask you, why are you looking at me? It's going to get to that point.
I am not going to get out anymore. I'm just going to have onions and tomatoes for dinner every night. That's the point it's getting.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, we're going to start fighting for them, telling you.
It's that serious, and it's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better tomorrow or in 2 weeks.
This is the purge election year.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Purge election year. That actually
yeah.
is
yeah.
a great movie.
Yeah.
That is a movie.
Is it?
Yeah, that is a movie. Purge.
Election year?
Election year, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we can't go see it. How is it going to air?
No. It's old. I didn't say it's old, but it's been out for a while.
Okay,
you can get it on Netflix and Hulu. Yeah, Netflix and Hulu.
I don't have any of those.
Is anybody tired of being at home? Are you guys excited?
Are you tired of being at home?
Truthfully, I am tired of being at home, but I have no other choice.
I'm not tired of being at home. I love this.
I'm tired of being at home.
What is wrong with y'all?
Now,
I just go to Kroger to get some excitement.
I know I was so excited to go to Walmart today. I felt like I was going
to
Lollipop Land.
I get excited
just going to Kroger.
To Walmart just to see people. That is sad.
Got to be going to my hand, buddy.
Oh, my God.
You wonder why nobody spoke?
And you wonder why nobody acknowledges against their head. You wonder why you're
serious.
And then everybody looking at you and say, why are you looking at me?
Right, exactly. Next, they're going to be jumping on you. Try that.
Yeah, that's called a lawsuit.
Yeah.
What?
I have a serious announcement. If you have not found your No. Hey, it is a nice night. Hell no. Anyway, the 2020 census, if you have not done it, if you have not come to the form, they have not came to your door, you have until midnight to get that in, and you can do it online.
at my 2020.gov.
Be right.
Yes.
Can you please explain that? Because Kid D was explaining it to me. I just want to. I want to hear it again so I can give my my response to that. Yeah, what okay. is the census? What is that?
So that is a count of the people per household, per county, per state. And that gives that allows the government to pour in funds to different areas that's needed in the community. And so if you do it, well, you should do it, not if, when you do it, it helps your community, your area. Say you live in a low-income area. It helps people like school programs, stuff that's needed for community thrive. And it's like important that you do it. They should have sent you a post. First, they'll send out a letter. And say they will send out a post for it. And the due date is technically for first, which is today, until midnight. And so I've been doing people's things all day. Like, I did like five of them today for five different people. I'm like, okay. And then they give you a code on it, like a postcard or a letter.
It pours money back into your community. The less people that you have in that community, the less funds that the government will give to that area.
Are you
Or the government just pass out the corona to the less fewer numbers, right?
Ooh. Well, I didn't say it.
Well, yeah, we could clear this up quick.
Well, let's get them out of here.
Well, they didn't need that much money. Okay, here, move on.
Yeah, we need a larger chemtrail going over here.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking when you said that. I was like, man, I ain't never done that. I don't think that's a good idea right now.
I didn't do that.
May not be a good idea, but they were saying on one of the letters that I see, it is a fine or a penalty if you don't, because it says your response is required. So when they go back and check your address, it's in the United States, and they don't have nothing under their particular address person there, then they will come back down on you.
Well, what happens if you do late filing?
It shouldn't be no late filing because, yep, it's been coming out in the house very pretty much.
Didn't God deal with David in the Bible for counting the people?
Come on now, say something.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, Macy, you've got to obey the law of the land.
They were obeying the laws, but God, I think, y'all need to correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought, because I was really into the David book, and when David did that, God gave him three options of what can happen, and he chose the disease on the people, or the killing of the people, I mean, which is what's happening here.
Mm. So are you saying that the people that filled out the census report, it's over for us?
Basically, is that your final word?
They're gonna
put a paint mark, and yours is going to be green, mine's going to be red, I'm covered in the blood.
Lord,
and if it's green, they come and pick you up.
That's it.
I think it's going to be the other way around.
I got some red paint outside. I could paint my own.
Okay.
That's just like saying you took the mark of the beast, but you're still going to heaven.
That is good.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
I'm a private person. I do not like giving stuff, and only because I don't trust the government. I know people think that you should trust them, but look, he's sending everything out of the country to help people. He's sending Florida everything they need, but everyone else is suffering. So where's the trust? Well, even without that, where is the trust?
Well, you know,
But think about it. Think about this, too. The governor in, Michigan. The governor in Michigan. Now,
I saw her.
She was on, she was on, and she was talking about how desperate they are. They need these materials. Well, she says she's contacted the White House. She's talked to Trump. She's talked to Pence. And I think on yesterday or the day before, she's a Democrat, okay? President Trump told Vice President Pence that don't talk to her, you know. She's calling. No, don't talk to her. She has a bad attitude. Don't talk to her.
Yeah, I seen that.
What kind of sick time going, what? This woman is reaching out for the people in her state because they need help. And you're telling Ding Dong Pence,
Ding Dong.
Don't talk to her. No, don't talk to her. She has a bad attitude. Don't talk to her. No, women, don't talk to her. I'm not talking to her. Don't you talk to her.
Now we said when he was not convicted or impeached by the Senate that he was going to get worse, didn't we?
Yes. Yep.
And there you go.
Yep.
I think the way that he's doing things now, that's going to hurt his upcoming election for real. Because the people
kind of world we live in, he even made it there. And after seeing all this, because today when he came out talking about how they're getting ready to fight drugs, I wanted to say, Negro, fight a drug? People are dying, and you want to go fight somebody in the ocean? Get me
right. To be mad. That's a personal issue. Why don't you explain what's happening with that personal issue, Macy?
What, calling him?
Yeah, I didn't hear that, Macy. No. About the drug,
what
I didn't hear that.
Person?
Him saying, you know, that he wanted to go fight somebody.
Well, people are dying here. Why are you fighting drugs? We've not had a big drug. You know, let whoever you have in charge of that. He's calling all these people in from all these army men in and guards to go fight this. I think he's trying to divert the attention away and act like we have a new problem.
But you know,
the drugs are not on drugs right now.
You know that, right?
Huh?
The drugs are keeping people sane during this time, during this pandemic.
Exactly. I mean, the men in jail aren't getting drugs, or maybe they are.
No,
ain't no
drugs moving at all right now.
Well, now
that's what I'm saying. The war is not on drugs right now. Ain't no drugs moving. Folks ain't getting weed. Ain't nobody getting no meth unless you're making it at home. Then you get it. But it's not really
this drug thing like it's a big episode that's come up, and it's really not. And I looked at him, and then I turned the TV off, and I thought, oh, my gosh. You know, but that's why all there is left for him is prayer. And the people that follow him, I mean, in the government home.
It's crazy. I do have to say real quick. Go ahead, Nick Bundray.
I was going to say, now you said ain't no drugs being moved around. Now, I beg to differ because I know, you know, the local men around the corner and around the way, they got supplies.
And what is,
right.
Rondere, what is your address?
She didn't say she was applying.
She said
no.
Well, it was around the corner. We got to catch him.
But if you just cash out,
if you ask the drug man, he'll tell you it's hard to get. It's hard to get, and they price gouging. Trust me, it's not easy to get right now.
You're right.
But you know what? If you want to fight drugs, why are you making it legal?
The real question is, if you want to fight it, why it's not illegal in all 50 states, and then you can try to do something about it. You know what I mean? You got it legal in some states, and fighting the people where it's actually legal. That you fighting them and the ones that's not legal. So you need to make your mind what you want
to
do.
I go back to what I said. I think it was last week or somewhere where the president or whatever his name is or position in Venezuela, where he said that because Trump had put a bounty out on him for drug trafficking, and he said he was going to get Trump back. And when I heard him doing that today, I thought, oh, this is what this is about.
Oh, wow. So that's what I wanted you to explain. That was the part that I wanted you to explain, the background, so that they can understand why we think this is connected, you know, why that whole drug piece is connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a personal issue.
I mean, drugs have been coming in here for the longest, and it's not been a problem. They're all doing it up there, too. So now, because they're after him, supposedly, I mean, and my brother read that. He put it on the message for us so we could see it. But I remember when there was a bounty out for the man in Venezuela.
Wow.
Which I thought was weird. I thought that, what did he do to you?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that he was trafficking drugs. What did he do to you? Because I don't think many politicians are doing all that great things.
And then I think there was a bounty out on Trump's head.
Except for Cuomo.
Right.
He's my new man.
Cuomo's doing good.
Cuomo for president.
I think you're the only one saying that, but that's okay. We'll rally behind you.
Yeah.
I'll really stand behind you on that. I know we all live in Texas. Everybody who's tuned in, though, does not live in Texas. And there's an area in Texas called Rowlett, Texas. It's out on the east side of Dallas. So the east side of Dallas. And they actually, in that area, had somebody who had a white vehicle that looked like a police SUV. And he had police lights on the top of it. And he pulled people over, and he had an iPad. And he was making them sign what they thought were tickets. This was not a police officer. He was doing fake traffic stops, and he actually could have murdered and killed somebody. We don't know what he was doing. But somebody reported him, and they have not found him yet. They don't know who he is, but somebody in Rowlett was doing this.
What?
Yeah.
Do you really see that many policemen on the road anymore?
No, and that's the deal. He said he was doing traffic stops to see who was out and, you know, if they had their letters and all of that,
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Now, it was at night when he pulled them over, because if it was in the daytime, they probably would have probably been able to see that these weren't real, this was not a real officer. But at night, if you think about it, if you see lights, what do? At night, you pull over. Not me. I done told y'all. I was with my sister and my nieces and my daughters coming back from Atlanta. I was driving back, and we were in Louisiana, and I might have been going 90. I agree.
Ooh.
I saw lights behind me. But
speed
those
limit
were the 50. Only lights. Those were the only lights that I could see. There were no lights on the side of the road at all for miles. Well, I drove for about at least a good 10 miles. It was a while. We had a caravan of police officers behind us, but we were on the phone with the police to let them know. But what happened was, is we were on the phone once we got on the phone with 911. As soon as that first cop got behind me, I told my sister, "Hey, pick up the phone and let 911 know. I see them behind me, but I'm not pulling over until I get to a safe location. I got kids in the car. I'm not doing it." Well, the problem was is we were in one county when we called. That was a state trooper that was behind us, so they weren't communicating with that county. They were communicating with the county police. They weren't communicating with the state trooper's department. Well, by the time we got into three or four counties later, because that's how far we drove, we had all of these. It was a lot. It was about at least nine cop cars back there. They didn't drag us out of the car, nothing. They came up to the window. Didn't you yelling and screaming? I said, "Yes, I saw you back there." And I told y'all I'm not pulling over because he pulled up behind. He pulled up to the side of me. It was a black cop. He pulled up to the side of me. I think it was the first one that got behind me. He was like, pull over, pull over. And I said, no, not till I see some light. And I kept going. I said, I know you said what I said.
Your phone number?
So by the time he pulled me over, he's yelling and screaming, and I'm looking at him like, I know you're putting on a show for these folks, but I'm telling you, for my safety, I wasn't pulling over until I saw some adequate lighting where I could feel safe and secure. Can you see all these cop cars back here? I said, I couldn't see nothing. I was trying to keep my head straight and make sure I was on the road right. It's late at night.
Now, adequate lighting, are you talking about just lighting or like a gas station or?
No, I mean any kind of light pole. I mean anything. There was we were on the back roads of Louisiana. I mean, you know, coming
girl, please,
whatever
I would have been looking for a gas station.
Yeah, we were just trying to find some adequate lighting, which would have been some that. But the deal is there was nothing, not even a gas station, not even the even the exits were just there were nothing. The exits were just exits. You exit off,
yeah.
And there was nothing there.
Hey, can I interrupt y'all for a minute?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This goes back to the coronavirus, and I was still looking at MSNBC, just looking at it, and Governor Cuomo said that they are expecting their high death rate through July.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is not anything that's going to go away anytime soon.
They also said DIC will be going back to school May 4th, which I don't see it happening.
They're not going back to school. These kids aren't going back to school this year. No, they're not going back to school this year. No.
No, they're not going to risk sending them back even May 4th.
No.
They just keep
and if I was
that.
A parent, I wouldn't. No, they're not. You know, they have their laptops. They're doing their homework. So, no, they're not going back.
Right.
That's what
they're
I was saying.
They're just telling parents that.
That's what came out on the news because I had several people call me. My son's going back to school May the 4th. I'm like, yeah, right. But okay, thanks for the information.
No.
Oh,
right. No.
Yeah, no.
Listen to
like,
the sound of our voices.
What's the point of going back to school on May 4th? You're not taking the story.
Exactly.
Back. So what's the point of going back to school?
Right.
Tell that to
Willie,
not to me.
Right. Tell it to Willie.
Willie. Yeah, they're definitely not going back. And the deal is that go back for what? They're just going to infect each other?
Right. Exactly.
They're just telling people that so parents won't panic. Think about it. If you told these parents that their kids weren't going back to school until September, they would lose it. I'm hearing background TV noise or something. They would absolutely lose it. They would go bonkers because they literally are having the hardest time.
We had our conference call, and they said, you know, we're due to go back on April 1st, but that could change. And she says, I can't. One of the ladies, what if you have children? I have a set of twins that are 1-year-old and a 4-year-old. I can't send them to a daycare. They're not even open. You want them infected? She says, everybody got quiet because, you know, all the rest of us don't have kids, so we don't think about any of that. And we were like, well.
Yep.
Wow, yeah, it's real. I saw a video today of a lady. She was going off on, you know, the government. She was going off on Trump. And she was saying, Trump, you need to fix this now. You got me here with these kids from all day long. I mean, she was losing it. She was losing. She was going off, and you got everything closed, and I can't even take them nowhere. And you ain't giving me no money to take them nowhere, and I can't take them nowhere and do nothing with them. They just hurt all day. I mean, she was losing it. But they're her kids. You know, you just had these babies, and now you want
to
get mad at Trump.
Tell her to talk low because we don't need our checks taken away.
Exactly. But I mean those parents
tell
them
to write a letter.
How do they think the teachers feel dealing with their kids for 8 hours or more?
My kid is a good kid. She don't bother me. She didn't bother me when she. Listen, if you, I don't even understand why people are having a hard time raising their own children right now.
Is it?
But it, they are. They are having
a
hard time.
Well, a lot of people are. She probably doesn't have a job anymore because, you know, their companies are closing. I mean, yeah, which means no coverage, no insurance. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, what is it, that other man who's running against Biden? You know, he's pushing benefits for all. And this may look good to people in the future, yeah.
But, I mean,
one world
only. I mean, it's like you laid there and had these kids. You depend on a teacher and the administrators of the school to raise your kids. And all you do is just feed and clothe them. That's not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I didn't know it worked any other way. When we were young in New Orleans, we got fed at school. So what's the problem?
Yeah, but I'm saying homeschooling has been around for years. It really has. People just don't take advantage of it. So if you one of those, say if you have a special need child, and instead of, you know, letting whatever district you're in take care of your child and treat your child right out, you have that patience with your child and teach them that is your seed. That's not nobody else's problem but yours. You lay down and get that baby. You know what I mean? You need to go and take care of it one way or the other. But don't be complaining. I mean, the teachers complain to you, and you are like, oh, no, my baby good. What are you talking about? My baby don't do this, don't do that. Now you see what the teachers go through with Monday through Friday with your kids.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was an older woman who told me, I mean, I think today Margie would probably be 95, and she passed away, but she said, you know, you guys are going to have a deep recession one day. I said, you think so? She says, it's without a doubt. She says, my concern about it is that you don't know how to live through it. You guys can't live with each other. She says, you halfway like each other. The men don't like their wives, half of them. She says, and the only way to survive is families move into one house to make it. And everybody thinks it's not going to get there because we've never experienced it, but it's getting to that point. I mean, eventually, I don't know what they're going to do to my place. I mean, if everybody starts dying or moving out, I just can't stay here by myself. CP, I'm going to do it quick because CP has a twin beds in one room. And I've already claimed it, paying $100 a week. That includes showering and food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, a few desserts.
And a few desserts. That's
seriously, I mean, it's getting to that point because I saw that they were anticipating at least 42 million out of work. That's the whole country basically working, the ones that are working. So if we're out of work, that means we have no coverage. So we're going to have to do Bernie Sanders' medical plan. So a lot of things are happening to force things to happen. You know, the airline pilot, Bronson, I can't think of his name, his first name, but who had the airline, I can't even think of that name. But he said that by 2020, we would be working from home. And that was 2005 or 3, and all I thought was, really, how's that going to happen? And then here we are. So people know things.
Wow.
So when I listen to Trump a lot of the time, I think it sounds crazy, but I also think he knows things that are already going to happen. He's just blurting out because that's what he does, and then they make him stop it because he's not supposed to say it.
Wow. Man, man, man. Boy, I tell you, I don't know what we're going to do. I don't. I just pray everybody's continues to wash their hands and stay clean. And
she is still concerned about the hand washing. We're going to be living with each other.
If you say one
word to me about washing hands, I'm knocking you out. And that's how fights get started.
That's seriously. And I am the one that'll say it. Excuse me, I did hear the toilet flush, but I don't recall you washing. I'm the one.
I know a man that does not even flush the toilet. He just walks out.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, he does not live with me. Let me say that.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Well, I do have another story. I got another story I want to tell you guys real quick, and then we're gonna wrap it up here in a second. You know, people are really hard up for cash, especially right now. They're doing strange things to make money. And one of those things is forcing women into prostitution. So there was a man, you know, it happens. There was a man in Longview. He's 38 years old, and he actually forced two women into prostitution. And he actually used online advertisements to bring the men in. So what happened was is his name was Frederick Williams. He's 38. And, of course, of Longview, Texas. And he was at a motel down there in Longview. And he met this woman. And the woman was homeless. And he said, listen, I'll take care of you. And what he did was is he immediately started taking pictures of her. And then there was another woman, too. He saw her. It was two women basically at the same time. He's like, I'll take care of y'all. Don't worry about it. I got you. So he took them into his hotel room, started taking pictures of them, and put them online. And all of a sudden, these men started coming in the door. And they had started forcing the two girls to have sex with any man that came, anybody that showed up. Because basically the ad said the arrangements were for anyone who responded to the ad to have sex with the girls at the hotel. Anyone. Okay. Now, Williams has denied any of the allegations, but police did find online advertisements with photos of the two women as well as text messages from clients in Williams' phone that the police seized.
Mm-hmm. So, I say, put him behind bars, don't give him a corona check, mm-hmm. and put him in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. But taking advantage of the poor.
Yeah.
And
taking advantage of people. Yeah.
Yeah, disenfranchised. So, yeah. That's where he needs to be.
Yep. That's where he needs to be. So, but they're letting people out of jail. Like, they're not even, I got a friend of mine. Well, she's not really a friend of mine. She's somebody I know. She's like all worried. I'm going to go to jail. I'm like, girl, you ain't going to jail. They ain't taking nobody to jail right now. They letting people out. You'll get probation and you'll be all right. You know, I ain't going to say
that.
Yeah,
it's about four people in Dallas. Jail, loose there. They had coronavirus, along with several officers. They're in quarantine.
Like not said, only that, you know union. That policeman in Rowlett. What if he has the virus and people were touching his screen and?
Well, he wasn't a police officer. He was a fake police. He was somebody.
Either
faking.
Way, he was in their face. Talking, breathing,
in their face and
touching
an iPad or whatever. But yeah, so they're even trying to get Bill Cosby and R. Kelly out to their help.
Yes, let's talk about that really quickly before we leave the show tonight. Tekashi 6ix9ine, Bill Cosby, and R. Kelly. All three are trying to get out of jail so that they won't get coronavirus.
I don't think they're any better than anybody else.
And that is what people are saying. Like, really, how dare you think you're better than the next man? And really,
yeah.
You know, trying to get out of this. Bill Cosby, of course, he's older. R. Kelly, I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, he do have medical issues. No, he has medical issues.
Okay, so he's got some medical issues. Well, they're all saying, hey, we need to get out of jail, basically. And they're trying to use this as their get-out-of-jail-free card.
I know. Water Clark Red says that he want to go stay with Jocelyn Savage. With the ankle monitor on, That's what they're trying to do for him. Bill Cosby is going to, they wanted him to go home with the ankle monitor on. I hadn't heard about Tekashi 6ix9ine, but I know Bill and her, they're both trying to go home and just there until their trial date. Well, early trial date, whatever. With an ankle monitor on. And have their private doctors.
Bill Cosby wants to sit out his sentence, the rest of his sentence at home. What's sent out? Because he's, I think he got the rest of his life at whatever that is, because I think he got so many years. But it might
be. No, he only got
7 or 8 years. Oh, well, he only got 7 or 8. Okay.
Yeah.
But with given his health and his age, he probably won't make it those 7 or 8 years. That's why they saying he wants to sit out the rest of his sentence at home.
Well, no, what does that have to do with anything? I just think, look at all the other people. That's the problem. The privileged think they can get stuff.
That's right. That's the problem. You need to eat the same slop everybody else is eating. If Harvey Weinstein got the coronavirus, doggone it, y'all can too. Don't play with me. And I don't wish no death of coronavirus on nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, what makes you so special that you feel like you deserve a get-out-of-jail-free card?
Yeah.
Negative. We're talking about sexual predators here. I'm talking about an alleged, of course, because he hadn't been convicted yet, sexual predator R. Kelly, and Bill Cosby, who has been convicted, sexual predator.
Has R. Kelly been convicted?
No, that's why I said alleged.
Yet.
Oh.
Not yet. I'm going to take us out on some dancing music because I know we probably need to get off the couch and exercise for a bit.
Yeah. Thank you. You mind closing us out in prayer, B-Ray?
Sure. Dear Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. I pray for the world in general. Y'all pass this COVID-19. Thank you for this radio show to shine light on the world so that everybody can know what's going on. Thank you for Kia D for the vision of the radio show, the radio network. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, has done, will continue to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And here
amen.
We go with the show. Let's get our workout on for the last 5 minutes. Okay.
Amen. Y'all have a great night. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio. After the light show out.
To the right. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.